Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Greetings to all of you RRD members. I hope that wherever you are, your spirits are high. In the previous session, we talked about the psychology of sales and we discussed some topics related to emotional and logical selling. We also touched on the concept of trust, emphasizing that for someone to buy a product from you, they must have trust in you. This trust, which forms during negotiations, can develop through your dialogue, text, or video, either emotionally or logically, or even as a combination of both. In the end, this trust is what convinces them to buy the product from you. We also discussed that while the trust doesn't always lead to a purchase, every purchase is necessarily based on trust. So don't confuse these two concepts. Just because you've gained someone's trust doesn't mean they'll definitely buy from you. There may be other reasons for the decision not to purchase, as we discussed in the previous sessions. Now, today we want to delve deeper and more thoroughly into the characteristics of successful salesperson. In the last session, I talked about my own background, such as how many people I've negotiated with and how many students I've had in negotiation. You can see that RRD is a capable organization. If you work in a large company, you will find that your growth is faster and you won't need to experience everything yourself. You can benefit from others' experiences. But the first question that might arise in your mind is about sales itself. How much do you actually sell? Remember that more skilled and capable you are in sales, the higher your income will be, and you will enjoy better job security. So there is no limit. You shouldn't say, this is the end of this story. For example, I sell 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, and so on. Don't set any ceiling for yourself. People who are dissatisfied with their life or job often have set a ceiling. For instance, someone working as an employee in a certain office has a ceiling. They may earn, for example, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, but there is a ceiling. Even if you improve your abilities, 30 doesn't become 100. That, let's say, $4,000 will never become, for example, $10,000, because your job has a certain size and a ceiling, and once you've reached that ceiling, you've touched the target, and that is what this, your salary reflects. But it is truly amazing that there is no limit to how much you can earn in business. Just think about how much income you can generate. It is infinite. You can achieve unlimited income through the path of commerce. Now the question is how? How can I increase my earnings? Let's assume I've entered the world of business. What should I follow? What should I do and what should I avoid? What do successful people do? What are the characteristics of successful salespeople that led to their success? I want to share the essence of these points with you. The successful ones have a certain pattern, a certain style, and if you adopt these practices, you will feel success within yourself, you will touch it. As Imam Ali, peace be upon him, emphasized, an Islamic Imam actually, I keep reiterating, ask God to truly inspire you for the light of guidance to reach all of us so that we can discover the path to success more easily, understand it and take it seriously, moving forward until success becomes easier for us. The first point I want to talk about is starting from zero. I want to start from zero, meaning that even if someone is hearing this message or my voice for the first time, they shouldn't say, well, my life has been a mess in the past and now I have no more chances. No, my dear, tell yourself I want to start from zero. I have some plans that if you follow them, You will start to see your income improve even in the very first few months. I'll suggest a few things, and if you do them, you will clearly notice in the first or second month that good things are starting to happen for you as well. Either we are just getting lucky in our ad, or we are repeatedly experiencing success. If it is not luck, then it means we have a structure in place for success. When a system creates a structure, it means that everyone who follows this path and performs these actions should succeed as well. I have many critics regarding the educational systems of various societies. I question, for instance, the structure of education from school to university. Why do people enter it, and but the outcomes vary so much. One person ends up unemployed, another has to take a job that has nothing to do with the education. Why aren't the outcomes consistent, even though the input is the same and everyone learns the same things? But in Arad, you will see that whoever enters this path follows the given instructions and does what is necessary, they reach high incomes. And those who don't follow these steps, none of them succeed. So it is clear that this structure works. If you follow it, you will see the results. If you don't, you won't. Now, if I'm starting from zero, what should I do? First, you need to break some mess. Before doing anything, there are certain things you shouldn't do. Master, what do you mean? Let me explain a bit more so you can understand it. Pay attention. All of us have the same 24 hours in a day. Some of us sleep 8 hours, some sleep 7 hours, some sleep 6 hours, and some say you sleep only 4 hours. Others might say that they sleep 10 hours or even 12 hours. So, we all have a certain amount of time dedicated to sleep and rest, anywhere from 4 to 12 hours. I've even heard of people who sleep 12 hours a day saying, I sleep 8 hours at night and 4 hours during the day, so within our 24 hours, this time has to be managed. Pay close attention, my friends. We all need to manage our time effectively. Ideally, sleep should be limited to 8 hours, my dear friends. Try not to sleep more than 8 hours. For instance, if someone says they sleep 12 hours, that means they are wasting 4 hours of their day. They need to cut those 4 unnecessary hours. For example, if you go to bed at midnight and wake up at 6 a.m., or if you sleep from midnight to 8 a.m., that is fine. Some people might say, I go to bed at 2 a.m. and wake up at 10 a.m. You need to set a limit 8 hours for your sleep. And if you feel you must take a 1 hour nap during the day, then sleep for 7 hours at night and 1 hour in the afternoon. But don't exceed 8 hours in total. Why? Because I need the remaining 16 hours for working towards success. If you want to make extra time, cut back on your sleep. If you say, I need to take care of something else, cut back on other activities. But don't take time away from the program I'm giving you to achieve success. Follow my program correctly, and if you have other things going on in your life, cut back on those, not the time you dedicate to this program. Now let's examine how the rest of our time is being spent. Again, pay close attention, my friends. Some of you have jobs, and you may say, I'm already working 8 hours a day in a job, and I can't change that right now. I can't quit my job. Fine. You've tied my hands with the 8 hours you've already committed to work. Now, you're left with just another 8 hours. You've slept 8 hours and you've said you have another job or responsibility. So the remaining 8 hours are all you're giving me, and surely you're giving me the least productive part of your day. You have kept the prime hours of your day, say from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for your other job, and now you're giving me your leftover hours, which are basically your dead time. What is dead time? It is the hours after 6 p.m. in the evening and when you're tired. So what can I really do with this time, late at night? My dear friends, the more of your prime productive time you give to this process, the faster your success will take shape. But if you only give me your dead time, don't expect miracles. I'm simply here to teach you how successful people live and what they do to achieve success. The first thing we discuss regarding time management is that before we can outline what you should do, we need to focus on what you shouldn't do. Now, someone might say, I have 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, and I don't really know what I'm doing with the other 8 hours. Most of you are doing something with that time. Maybe someone says, I go to football practice, or I go to the gym, or I go to the pool, or I go shopping, I go to the market, I'm at the movies, or I'm browsing the social media, or I'm surfing the web. Some of you might even say, I'm reading, which is necessarily negative. You might say, I'm watching movies, or I'm listening to music. So, yes, aside from those core activities, everyone is doing something with their remaining 8 hours. But what makes successful people different? Why are they satisfied with their lives, their income is good, and they have the peace and comfort, while most people are unsatisfied because they don't have enough income? What is it that successful people avoid doing? Successful people don't just manage their time, they limit the unnecessary activities that don't contribute to their success. So let's focus on what you should stop doing in order to become more successful. So dears, another time, pay attention. I'm not saying lift a 100 kilogram weight to be successful. If someone tells me that's beyond their capability, I would agree, it is true. Not everyone can do that. The same goes for someone who might not be able to handle certain negotiations or deliver a powerful speech. But, for example, I'm telling you, don't watch TV. Not watching TV is an impossible task. I'm not asking you to do something difficult. I'm simply telling you not to do something. I'm saying, don't do this. Like not watching TV, not do this, which might be challenging. Some things are easier to stop. For instance, avoid pointless browsing on social media or aimless web surfing. Many of you do these without any purpose. There is no goal behind it. So I'm asking you to eliminate these activities from your life. You might wonder, what should I do instead? Well, pay attention, because I'm going to give you a plan. The first step is to stop these meaningless activities. If one of your goals is health, then by all means exercise for 2 hours a day. That is a goal, and you've made a plan for it. So exercising is valid. But if you're spending time on Instagram, Telegram, or random websites, ask yourself, what is the goal? Your actions should align with your goals, and your plans should reflect that. For example, if someone asks, why haven't I become wealthy? I would ask them, is becoming wealthy your goal? If they say yes, I would follow up with them. So, what you have done towards that goal? often they don't have an answer because their actions don't align with their objective. For example, they might say, I got bored and started working for Uber. But that work wasn't aligned with their ultimate goal of becoming wealthy. So, what have you done that is actually aligned with your goal? So, understand this. Starting today, successful people only do things that align with their goals. First, set your goal. Please don't do anything without a purpose. If you're reading a certain book, ask yourself why. For instance, why are you reading this novel? If your answer is, I was bored, so I decided to read, then ask yourself what your goal was. And if your goal was simply to pass the time, then fine. That's all it accomplished. Your time was filled with that book. But if your goal was to make money, and you're not achieving that, don't be surprised or disappointed. Your actions didn't align with that goal. So, for those who become wealthy, the first key is how smart they are. They have a goal. Yes, my dear. They are goal-oriented people. They set a goal and then gather the tools needed to achieve it. Some might not have the experience or the expertise, so they go through trial or error to reach their goals. Others take a different approach. They seek advice from those who have already achieved similar goals, asking, what should I do? This choice is entirely up to you. You can either ask for guidance and learn from others, or you can proceed through trial and error, finding your own way to your goal. Whichever method feels easier and more natural for you, go with that. But if someone reaches their goal sooner, don't be surprised. You might wonder, why did they reach their goal faster than me? The answer could be that they sought advice, understood the shortcuts, and asked the right questions. This is a crucial point. Now I want to address some of your planned activities. If they don't align with your goals, question their purpose. For example, if you went to the cinema with a friend today, ask yourself why. If your goal was simply to have fun, then you have achieved that with your activity. If you've spent 3 hours on Instagram, ask yourself why. If your goal was enjoyment and you felt satisfied with your time on Instagram, then that was your goal. You should be happy with that income. Without outcome. However, if you think I could have traveled abroad or done something better, remember that achieving such goals requires money. If your goal was financial success, and if you didn't focus on that, then your efforts didn't align with your financial goal. It is crucial to choose a successful role model who can guide you. If you're starting from scratch, that's fine, but you need a role model who can provide a plan for you. For instance, if your role model is someone like Bill Gates or Elon Musk, and they are not directly connected to you or willing to offer personal advice, then you need to find a role model who is more relevant and accessible. Your role model should be someone who can offer practical guidance and support in your journey. If you've chosen a good role model, make sure they can provide actionable advice. Your role model should offer practical steps and share what they did to succeed so you can follow their path. If your role model isn't available for direct communication, find one who has successfully achieved what you're aiming for and emulate their strategies. In the context of success, it is important to critically evaluate your activities. For instance, if you're using Instagram, check if the pages you follow align with your goals. Are they helping you move towards your objectives? If not, consider unfollowing them. There is no harm in removing content that doesn't serve your goals. In fact, it helps keep your focus sharp. Successful people avoid distractions and only keep what is relevant to their success. They don't clutter their lives with irrelevant content, holding on to things that they might never need. If someone doesn't contribute to your goals, if something, of course, doesn't contribute to your goals, remove it. Sometimes distractions are intentionally designed to break your focus. Don't fall for the trap of thinking you're missing out on something important just because you're not part of a particular group or channel. If it is not aligned with your goals, it is best to let it go and concentrate on what truly matters. Why not tell yourself, I've kept this page for 3 years, but what has it really given me? It's only provided momentary feelings, but I'm focused on my success. I need to build a solid structure and take this seriously. Successful role models say to delete pages that don't relate to your business, success, or goals. Don't keep them with the hope that they might be useful later. Instead, delete them now. If a page has no relevance to your goals, delete it. You might feel like you're losing something important, but this feeling is often just a fleeting emotion. Give it a week after deleting it, and you will see that you haven't lost anything valuable. If a page or channel provides a real value and aligns with your business, trade, or goals, keep it. If it is irrelevant, like cooking tips when your focus is business, then it doesn't serve your purpose and should be removed. Keep your focus on what truly supports your success and growth. Sometimes you might find yourself unsure of what to cook when you're hungry. In such cases, it is fine to search for recipes. But once you have learned what you need, don't keep that app or channel cluttering your space, delete it. Only keep what serves a current purpose and remove distractions. For those aiming for success, this principle is crucial. Remove everything that doesn't contribute to your goals. Immediately take your phone and delete any irrelevant channels or apps. Don't hesitate. Be decisive and clear your space of anything that doesn't help you. Next, focus on evaluating and learning techniques that are effective and impactful. Set aside time each day to study and acquire knowledge that aligns with your goals. For instance, if your goal involves market research or customer acquisition, dedicate time to learning about these areas. Study, research, and understanding where your potential customers are and how to approach them effectively. By being intentional with your time and focusing on acquiring relevant skills and knowledge, you can effectively work towards achieving your goals. The point you mentioned about enhancing one's abilities to improve sales aligns perfectly with the idea that knowledge and skill development are crucial. Whether it is understanding how to manage objections, handling customer resistance, or finalizing a deal, improving your skills can significantly boost your performance. The article you referred to on is Knowledge Better Than Wealth from the Arad Banding website. It's worth reading multiple times to grasp its insight fully. It emphasizes the importance of identifying your goals and learning how to address various aspects of customer interactions effectively. Understanding how to follow up with customers, handle objections, and close deals is essential. In sales, the process involves not just making a sale, but also improving your approach and understanding of customer needs. When you successfully handle a small transaction, even if the profit is minimal, it can be gratifying and stepping stone toward greater success. The common phrase, "thank God for the opportunity," reflects a positive mindset and the value of appreciating each step in your journey. But continuously learning and applying what you have learned, you will enhance your abilities and increase your success in sales. Look at this sentence carefully. I made a sale and I'm happy about it, but even though the profit was small, I'm still happy. Don't bring any negativity into it. Thank God. You should say, thank God that I was in a situation where someone trusted me and gave me money, even if it was a small amount, and managed to gain trust and make a sale. This is very beautiful. It is not about expressing gratitude in a way that seems like, God, you gave me less, but I accept it. This is a mistake. People with such attitudes don't grow significantly. Look at their lives. Those who don't know how to truly be grateful often have limited growth. They might think, oh, it is too little, it is not enough. Please see this small amount as something big. Don't downplay it. Because if you think you deserve it, people who are successful show humility that you won't find in others. The richer they become, the more humble they are. They keep their heads down and remain modest. But suddenly, someone who was poor and becomes rich might forget where they came from. They might not care about family anymore and lose their way. This isn't how one should be. When you grow, you understand that God might not want some people to be wealthy. He doesn't send them the lights of guidance, and he doesn't want them to become successful. Learning techniques helps you see that what I'm saying isn't just theoretical, it is practical. I've seen people with weaker speaking and negotiation skills, and compared to those with the stronger skills, who earn more. How is it possible? Are you saying that you can increase your abilities? Yes, sometimes if it is as if God gives you a chance that we might call luck, but because we don't truly understand what is behind it, we can't grasp its wisdom. Why is it that a top customer who wants to pay well suddenly connects with someone who seems to have a better attitude rather than someone who is more skilled in negotiations? The customer might feel an instinctual trust or distrust. They might think, this person seems unprofessional or untrustworthy, so I won't give them the money, while someone else who speaks more simply might get the business. The world isn't as if there is a book with steps for success that everyone follows exactly. One person might not follow the steps and still get a great deal, while another one who follows all the steps might not get the same result. There is an element of divine arrangement where it seems like God wants him to place a good customer in the hands of a certain seller or merchant. But there are certain practices that all successful people follow. Don't look for luck yourself. There are many ways. We say, for instance, trust and patience. Even someone who is weaker is practicing this. Patience is something that every successful person has. You won't find a successful person saying, I wasn't patient. Patience is evident anywhere. For example, if you want to receive fruit from a tree, you have to wait. A baby has to wait to be born in its mother's womb. Some people are impatient, and after 6 months, the results are weak and unsatisfactory. Patience is necessary for growth in all businesses. So, dear friends, let's set a clear example for yourself. Look at successful people and traders. See what they did. Successful people spend time on education. Everyone has their own time for it. I understand that leaving behind past habits like spending 3 hours on Instagram is difficult. It is like addiction. Many of you are addicted to past activities. I understand that breaking this habit is tough, but acknowledging this challenge is the first step towards overcoming it. So I need to act in a way that aligns with creating a clean life for myself. I need to understand that some of my actions have been mistakes. If today I tell you that you are making mistakes and you say, "No, it's impossible. Everything I'm doing is correct," then you are not accepting reality. The first step is acceptance, and I have some goals and I'm doing things that are not aligned with those goals. So you need to review your daily activities and see which ones are in line with your goals. Keep the ones that are, but first identify if they truly align with your goals or not. We'll discuss it later. For now, eliminate the ones that don't align. What should you do instead? First, focus on learning. Learn and get training in areas related to your goals. If your goals are sales and becoming wealthy, then learn about sales, how to find customers, how to negotiate, and how to find suppliers. Do these things and see the results. If none of you succeed, you will see that whoever follows these steps will succeed. So here is a 1 month plan for you, not a 1 year plan. Do the work for 1 month and you will see your success clearly. Start with determination, and I will leave it to you, wishing you a successful day.